All right, time now for another edition of Millennial Words of the Week, the latest terms out on the street. And the idea here is to help you step up your word game and maybe adopt these into your regular vernacular. Joining me, my daughter Sarah, who is a Generation Z, and the Millennial Words of the Week is Millennial and Generation Z slang. So, Sarah, thanks for joining me once again.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready to play another round of Millennial Words of the Week?
Okay.
Here's your first word for this segment. It's more of a phrase. It's Fauci Ouchie. Have you heard of this one?
Oh, my God.
Fauci.
No.
You haven't heard of Fauci Ouchie? Would you like to take a guess?
No one in their right mind would say this unless they are you, because you're the only person I have heard say this word.
Well, this is, other than me looking it up, it's the first time I've ever heard of this word. What do you think? Do you know what it might mean?
It sounds like Dr. Fauci, but I don't know what it means.
It's a nickname for the COVID-19 vaccine, referencing Dr. Fauci. Like, so I got my Fauci ouchie today. I got my vaccine, Fauci ouchie. No, not no good. Don't know it. Would you start to use that now that you know it?
Oh my God, no.
Okay, all right. Let's move on to the next one. You ready? Here's your next one. One word. Oh no, second.
What is that?
An oh no second.
I don't know what that is.
All right, here's what oh no second means. According to the Urban Dictionary, the horrible moment when you realize that you've accidentally done something very slightly wrong, which has very bad, usually embarrassing implications for you. Typically, the moment of realization that you just sent a dirty text message to a close family member, typically your mother, rather than the intended recipient. So you send a dirty text message, you just realize you sent it to mom and not whomever, and then that's when you have your oh no second. Oh, no, second.
It sounds dumb, but that's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate. All right, here's your final one for this segment. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Boomer holes. Boomer holes. Any idea what boomer holes is?
Has to do with baby boomers, doesn't it?
Has to do with the baby boom generation, correct.
Mm.
Boomer holes.
Is this another insult, like okay boomer or something, or what?
I don't know if it's an insult.
Do you know what okay boomer is?
Okay, tell me.
Well, no one really says it anymore, but it used to be a trend.
Yeah, and what's okay boomer?
It's basically mocking, like, the attitude or, like, what a boomer would say. Like, say, like, a boomer comes up to you and they're like, oh, back in my day, I had to walk to school in the snow. We didn't get to just not go to school. And it's like, okay, boomer.
So it's kind of an insult. Well, here's what boomer holes is. Are you ready? Boomer holes is when you move into a house previously owned by a boomer and the floors have holes for cable and TV wires. The wall has a phone jack for a landline. Those are now, apparently, since you guys don't have holes for anything, apparently, no landlines, no nothing, just an internet signal coming in. So those are all now known as boomer holes. Old phone jacks and holes for the television wires are coming up through the floor. Boomer holes. Because I guess you guys are all about the wireless.
Uh-huh.
There you go. All right. Thanks for joining me, Sarah. My daughter, Sarah, everybody, joining me for Millennial Words a Week. Thank you.
Uh-huh.